The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. Welcome to
the Happy Times. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Happy Times podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Joey Kidney, and I'm very thankful you're listening to this. And if you're watching on Twitch, I'm very thankful that you're here. And today we're going to be talking about change, and I just want to hop right into it. I don't want to dilly dally. I don't want to do any fun stuff. Listen, this is a fun podcast. Don't worry about it. Okay, I'm not trying to tell you that it's not, but what I'm trying to say is I don't want to waste any time. I don't want to waste your time. I want to give you this like little 20 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes of inspiration. And I also want to say thank you to every single person who got the morning hoodie. That means the world to me, and I'm very, very thankful. If you guys missed it, we did a drop, and we did a morning hoodie, which was like this, like, I'm colorblind, so I don't even know how to describe it. It's like this light beige with embroidery, and it's really pretty, and I don't know what, I wish I was wearing it right now, but it's dirty. I spilled coffee on it, but it's my favorite thing to wear. And I just want to say thank you to every single person who's supported that. It really helps me do what I do a lot, and I really appreciate it. And if you guys want to check out any of my other clothing or my book, you can go to stayu.ca and you can grab some stuff there. Not me trying to do a promo before you listen to this, but I wanted to sit down, and I wanted to read something that I kind of wrote for a video, but I didn't know how to turn it into a video. So I guess it might actually just go in my upcoming book, which is What's Rush Part 2. What's the Rush Part 2? And I just want to hop right into it. It's called My Life Doesn't Stop Changing. And if you relate to this in any possible way, please message me. I would love to like hear your thoughts on it. I would love to hear, you know, what you're going through, and how you're dealing with it, maybe your advice, maybe your tips and everything. So, I put this podcast out to make you feel like you're not alone. And it's not just to make you feel that way. It's for you to know that you're not alone. And I would love for you to include me in that. And so make me feel like I'm not alone, and message me after this. So this is what I wrote, and it's called My Life Doesn't Stop Changing. And we'll talk about it afterwards. So the first reason why I wrote this is because I thought I was like so happy and excited with like change. I thought change was like, change is inevitable. Change happens in our lives. Like, don't get me wrong, I know that. But I thought like I was just like so in love with change. I love change. Like, oh my God. Like, routines, don't know her. I love change. And that's just not the case. And it took me a very, very long time to realize that. And so this is what I wrote. Have you ever watched something or binge in your, or what did I write there? Okay, I made a spelling mistake. Have you ever watched something or been inspired by a movie or a video? Like when you watch a chef movie, it inspires you to eat, or a boxing movie inspires you to be a fighter, or even a Matt Diavella YouTube video that makes you want to convert to minimalism and get rid of all your belongings. And to be honest with you, my answer to that is yes. I've done all of them. Like, my favorite movie and TV show is the movie Chef, and then the TV show The Chef Show. I love it. It inspires me to cook every single day. It inspires me to eat good food and to understand what food means to me and how it makes me feel. There's no bad food. It's only food that makes you feel good, right? And then I love like watching Rocky Balboa or Bleed for this, I think the title is. Like, I love like certain movies that get me inspired, and you know, it makes you feel like you're the character, and it's awesome. And so I'm exactly like that. But I'm also somebody who fears routine. I seem to like change so much because my entire life things have changed when it got bad or when things weren't great. Life would change. And it was just like this happy coincidence, right? And now, as I'm sitting here now, I'm 24, I'm turning 25. Whoa, this month. That is just terrifying. And, you know, I'm realizing that my version of change is actually just when I burn out my routines. Like, I thought my entire life that when I just love change so much that every single day I changed and changed and changed. But it's just not the case. You know, when I am too tired to get up at 6 a.m. every single day, I miss my alarm and wake up at 8, and that continues for a while. And when I get tired of working out 5 times a week, I sit on the change, and I skip a day, or 2, or 3, or 6, and that continues for a while. You know, or when I decide, you know what, I'm going to be healthy, until one night I run out of healthy food in the fridge and Mr. Noodles is sitting right there looking at me and I'm like, oh, okay, wait, that's just like a quick snack. Like, let's do that. And then you're shitting yourself. Like, you're just not feeling good. You end up on the toilet or whatever and you're just feeling not right. You know, you get my point here. I thought I loved change so much because I was doing it so often, but I recently realized that I haven't changed at all. I'm just burning out of the routines that don't suit me or my lifestyle. And I think that's like something that we can all relate to. Like we think, like, especially in this pandemic, we think that, you know, how many videos have we watched that's like, okay, here's how your life should be during the pandemic. Here's how to inspire yourself and motivate yourself to do this during the pandemic, you know? But shit, like, Canada's going into, I don't know if it's a province-wide lockdown, but we're going into another one, and it's been over a year. Like a full lockdown. Like, I can't even imagine the businesses. And like, it's just, at this point, it's just, I actually don't want to talk about it. But, you know, to sit here and to motivate ourselves when things are changing around us and to develop this routine for ourselves, and it's very, very difficult. And I'm having a really hard time with it. And I thought I was doing really, really well with it. But I want to talk about like goals now, because change, routines, and goals kind of all link up together. And I've never been somebody to sit down and write down my goals. But when you're listening to this, or you're watching this right now, or you're whatever, I want you to sit here and I want you to write down your goals in 10 years. I want you to write something down that you want to accomplish, and write something little, write something big, and then I want you to circle the thing that you really want. There's got to be something, one thing down on that page. Write down maybe 5 things, or I'm not going to limit it, but like, if you have 5 things, write down 5 things. And when you're looking at this, I want you to circle the big one. I want you to look at it and be like, oh yeah, that's the one. And there's going to be one that stands out. I want you to circle it. All right. And honestly, like, I'm going to do this after this podcast because I don't know mine. And I think that's messed up. I think we all need a goal, because what are we living for? You know, like, are we just living from paycheck to paycheck to get up and work? And like, do you ever wake up and just not know why you're up? I hate those days. I hate those days. I have to wake up, be like, okay, I'm going to go print some books. Okay. Then I'm going to go and I'm going to stream on Twitch. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to film this video. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write this poem. I'm going to write this book, blah, blah, blah. I'll have something scheduled for the day. And the days when I wake up and I'm like, I don't have anything, I don't feel good. I feel like shit. I feel like I'm almost useless. Like, you know, when people are like, okay, you need a day off. No, you don't. If you don't enjoy just not doing anything, then don't not do anything. How do you say that? If you enjoy doing things and getting things done every single day, and it's not something that's difficult for you, then do that. And for me, that's the way I work. That's the way I live. And it's like, I want to get up and I want to do something. Maybe it's not like, maybe it's not go for a run. You know, maybe it's not go for a massive bike ride or do this or work out. Maybe it's like, okay, I really want to cook today. I want to make this today. I want to try something today. And I think that's really motivational for me. After this, I'm going to write down my goals and I'm going to circle the big one because I'm very curious. I think it's finish my books, but I'm already doing that. So I want to think of a different one. You know, in the past 10 years, I've made a lot of friends that are very successful. right? And so if your thing on your list is to make it $10 million or something like this, in the past 10 years, I've made a lot of friends that are very successful, and they're very successful friends, and they have lots of dollars, and ones that make millions and millions of dollars, and ones that have mansions, and ones that are in movies, and ones that have people that to do everything for them. I know a lot of people, especially in this industry, right? And the one thing that they all have in common is they utterly hate their lives. Every single one of them. When I talk to them, and a lot of people talk to me just very openly and candidly, and they're like, they can tell me just anything and everything. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what this is. They're like, you have a humble face. I'm like, okay. Anyways, besides the point here, they're all, I don't want to diagnose them, but they all seem very depressed to me. They seem very focused on the things that they don't have versus the things that they do. And they have everything they've ever wanted. And they're so beyond miserable that they don't know what to do, so they just keep going. They just keep digging this hole that they can't get out of. And so if your thing on your list is to make $10 million, now, if your thing on your list is like, okay, to pay off my parents' mortgage, that's different, okay? That's not for you. But if your thing on your list is like, I want to be a millionaire, I can tell you this right now, I don't know a happy millionaire, okay? And the reason why that these people keep going after they have everything that they've ever wanted is because they got comfortable. They thought they won life because they have a few dollars in the bank, or that they have a scooter to go around their house and their house is big enough, right? And I think that happens because we aren't working towards anything. They have everything that they've ever wanted in life. Like, I'm actually saying this. Like, there's an unlimited amount of money to the Uber Eats that you can order. There's no stress every single day that you can wake up and be like, I want to fly here. They just fly there, you know? And when you have that much, when you have nothing to work towards, I think, you know, when we want something, we have to hustle for it. And we hustle our asses off for it. And not saying that they didn't. I bet when they were in the dumps, when they were, say, had no money or really striving and hustling for something, I bet you they were 10 times happier then than they are now when they have everything. And it's because we're working towards something. So what do you do when everything's just handed to you now? My point is, I think it's important to seek discomfort. When we're humans, we're literally made to be scavengers and hunt and get what we need and be resourceful. What's resourceful about hitting the bell on your phone to get your butler to come to you? You know? So that's another point. I just want you to seek discomfort. So I guess we can break it down into the three points here. The first one was write down your goals. The second one is don't get comfortable. And the third one, I want you to write down when you feel good, right? Lately, I've had days where I feel so fucking amazing. Like, I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I feel stronger. I feel happier. I feel like I can get up and go for a run. I feel like I can do just anything and be the person that I really want to be. And so I was like, wait, why? Why do I feel so good? Do you ever ask yourself that? Like, we always ask, like, okay, why are we so sad? You know, we know why we're fucking sad. Why do we feel so good? Why are we so happy? You know, or then there's days. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the episode.
So it's like,
okay, I feel like garbage. Yesterday I felt so friggin' amazing. Why today do I wake up and I feel like garbage? Like, what is that? You know? And so it's like, what happened? What did I do yesterday that made me feel so good? What did I do today that made me feel so bad? And ask yourself, you know, was it what I ate? Did I exercise more? Did I drink more water? What was it? So write down when you feel good. I saw this one TikTok and it was actually like, it's crazy how TikToks pop up when you're like thinking about that specific topic. The government is watching. But I saw this TikTok and this guy like made a spreadsheet. And it's like How Guys Journal or whatever. And he made a spreadsheet and it was like, he wrote down the day. And then he wrote down, his next column was whether he felt good or bad. And that was it. That was the most important column. The next column was, what season was it? Like winter, summer, spring, whatever. Then it was it sunny outside? And then it was, what did he do that day? And then I think it was what he ate that day. And all of that, he kind of categorized that. And he was able to understand that, okay, if the sun's out, I have a 90% chance of feeling good that day. And that was super interesting. So I started thinking, okay, well, what if, I think this is really based on food and what we put into our bodies is why we feel good, and what we put out into the world is why we feel good. So, you know, I was super curious. And so this is what I'm going to do, all of these things that I'm telling you right now. I just wrote this down and I wanted to share it with you so we can go through it together, and then maybe we can talk about it in a future podcast. Write down, did you drink milk today? You know, did you eat a pepper today? Did you exercise today? What exercise did you do today? Was the sun out? I think all of those things can add up, and then you can kind of calculate whether or not you're going to have a good day, or prepare. Say you know you're happy when the sun's out. Okay, when that sun is out, you're like, okay, I'm going to have a good day. Even if one thing goes wrong, I'm going to have a good day. There's a 90% chance. But when that sun's down, you're like, okay, I'm going to have a 10% of a good day. Like, it's not going to be good. Okay, but how about we change every other column to flip it to make sure that you have a good day? Make sure you get every other column done. So then that percentage goes up to like maybe 60, right? So if it's raining outside and you're like, okay, I know exercise makes me feel good. I know eating whole foods makes me feel good. I know drinking this much water makes me feel good. I know this makes me feel good. And doing something productive makes me feel good. Do all of those if it's raining. So then you just took that 10% and turned it into that 90%, or even that 60%, or even whatever number you want. And I think this is just like, it just can be an amazing tip, and it's a lot to do. It's a very much like calculated life tip, but write down like what makes you feel good. Like if you eat a fruit and it makes you feel energized, grab a pen and write it down. Like, why? Like, write, if you eat an apple, you bite into an apple and you're like, holy shit, I feel like I can lift a car. Like, write that down. Maybe you should eat more apples. You know, maybe pineapple's your thing. Maybe drinking a glass of milk is your thing. Maybe you don't like milk and you need to go to oat milk. Like, maybe that's your thing. Maybe you don't like oat milk, so you got to try almond milk. You know, I think, especially as I've grown, I've realized that certain things make me feel better than other things. Okay. And I know that's something that might be a little hard to understand and to think, okay, I'm going to do this in the future, but just start it. Just go to your fridge, grab one thing, grab whatever it is, an apple, grab a glass of water, grab a drink, grab a beer, grab vodka, whatever it is. Take a sip, take a bite, take whatever. Write down exactly how you feel about it. Write down the time, write down the moment, and try to figure it out. Life's too short to eat shitty food and feel bad about it. Life's too short to do things that you don't like doing just because they say it's good. If you don't like running, don't run. But if you feel amazing after running, maybe you should try to run more. You know what I mean? And so, all in all, there's three things. Write down your goals. Don't get comfortable. And know when you feel good. Those aren't massive tasks. Those are things that you can do just, you know, every day, or just remind yourself in your head. Those aren't things that, like, I'm not telling you to go work out every day for 30 minutes. I want you to do a sweat workout. You know, I'm not asking you to do that. I think those are pretty simple. So let's do them. And I want you guys to message me in a few, or even now, and be like, this is how I feel when I need an apple. I want you to share your own wisdom. Like, we are living in this world, battling this alone. So why not help each other out? I think that's what we got to do. And to maybe help you guys out a little bit more, I'm now going to introduce the sponsor of this podcast, which is Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. All of Care Of's products are formulated with a good for you clean ingredients and that are backed by science. And they have an in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, and addresses the specific wellness goals that you want to achieve. And their quiz is, like, super easy. It's almost like a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionalist without even, like, leaving your home. They ask you questions, and I learned a lot about, like, what I needed in my life, which is very, very interesting, and it's very fun. And I took the quiz, and it was so easy. And I receive a package, like, a little bit later, and it's, like, comes in this cute box, and it's, like, all personalized, and they come with, like, individual compostable packets where you can throw them in the compost later, and I just take it out every day, and it's just, like, a nice start to my day. And this is, like, a small, impactful way to be more sustainable every day. Switching from the bulky bottles to Care Of's compostable vitamin packs is a simple way to practice a more eco-friendly mindset in the home or on the go, because they're so easy to travel with as well. You're not carrying around this clunky bottle. So I'm not just going to tell you this without giving you a little percentage off. So go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 to get 50% off your first order. So go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 to get 50% off your first Care Of order. And I'm very thankful that they sponsor this podcast. It means the world to me. And I hope you guys go check it out, because I use it every day, and it's awesome. It's just, like, super, super easy. But back to the topic and change. I thought I love changed. I thought I was all about it. I thought this is what I was like. I was like, oh my God, I beat the routine game. I'm changing all the time. But really, my routines were just running dry and wearing me out to the point where I had to change. And so I think it's important. I think this life is too short to sit and not realize what makes us feel great. And if anything, if there's any change that I want you to make today, it's just that you acknowledge your life and how it makes you feel. Right? And now we're going to go to Twitch. And if you're in the chat, then you're able to ask some questions, ask whatever you're feeling about the podcast. And I do this live. Yeah, so we're going to hop in now and just answer a few questions. But I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. I know it was a little bit all over the place, but... somebody says, what do you think is the hardest part about change? I think the hardest part about change is kind of accepting the fact that, you know, the way that it used to be isn't no more, and not always knowing if that was for the good reason or the bad reason, but accepting the fact that it's going to be good, right? Like, especially with the pandemic, like, things are changing so much right now, and it's like, why does this have to happen to me? Why is this me, right? And it's happening to the whole world, which I think makes it a little bit more comfortable. But it's you know, going into lockdown, it's like, okay, why? It's sometimes it's not the question of why. It's, okay, how do I make myself feel good about this? And I think that's the hardest part about change, is not always knowing the why. Somebody asked, what do you think are the bad things about change? I mean, there's a lot of bad things about change. And for me, it's... I think the greatest thing about change is the fact that in the grand scheme of stuff, it is great, because we can't change change. Change is always changing. What I mean by that is that life is always going to change. Okay? It's always going to be inevitable. It's always going to change, right? I think the bad thing about it is not realizing that you needed it in your life. Which kind of connects to the other question. And then Angry Toad asks, how do you deal with change that you aren't ready to happen? You get ready. And I know that's such a hard thing for me to say, but you just get ready. You buckle down. And you know you've been ready for this your whole entire life. You know that you've practiced this, and you get ready. I don't know how else to explain that. It just makes sense, and you're ready for it. You just got to convince yourself that. And the last thing, this podcast hit home so hard. Why does change cause me so much stress and anxiety? And even if change is good, because it's something new. So it's something new. I think when people think about stress and anxiety, we associate something negative behind it because it's an illness, right? But I don't think stress and anxiety is always necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a lot of the time it's our body telling us, hey, this is something new. This is a different situation. We need to prepare ourselves for it. You know, okay, now we're thinking more about what is changing, what is new in this. Okay, how do we assess this? We need a break. Right? Maybe your anxiety is like, okay, this is a lot right now, let's take a break. And then stress is you still thinking about that, not fully taking a break. So stress is that reminder of a, hey, yo, we need to calm down on anxiety, right? And so take it in moderation. When the whole world change, when our lives change, I think it's important to also remind ourselves that we're still here and we're still living through it. We're still breathing through this. And so When life changes, when life throws this massive curveball at us, I think it's really, really important for us to acknowledge the fact that, you know, we're still up to bat. We're still there. We're still in this game. And so a way you can do that is that when life throws this change at you, whether, say you have a new job, right? Say you get fired from a job. And you're like, oh, why? Like, this comes at the worst time. Go bowling. Go draw. Go do one thing that you did as a kid that you just love. I don't know who bowled as a kid, but maybe there's a professional bowler out there listening to this right now. And remind yourself that you're still here and life is still enjoyable and there's still love on this planet for you. And I think that would help a lot. So I hope this helped anybody, even in the slightest way possible. And I just want to thank you, everybody who tuned in on Twitch to watch it live. If you want to tune in next time on Thursdays at around 10 a.m., just follow me on Instagram and you'll get notified when I go live. And thank you guys very much for listening. If you did listen, I would really appreciate it if you just messaged me. I don't know. I can't see the numbers of people who listen. I can't see the names of people who like it. So just send me a little message and be like, hey, the Change Podcast makes me feel this way. And I'd really appreciate it. But thank you guys very much for all the love. Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful. And I will talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.